for me, it's allowed me to have more compassion towards myself. It's caused me to be less judgmental because I've understood. So even if we discover something we don't like,
yeah,
if we can understand how or why we think like that or did that or whatever it is, if it begins to make sense, we can be compassionate and we can love ourselves because of it even, and we can then make, you know, we can move on from that rather than having stuff sit in our heart and in our soul for, you know, however long.
We're Kath and Ellie. Welcome to our podcast, Brave, Strong and Fulfilled.
Join us as we share all things real life and the lessons we've learned along the way. We hope that our conversations inspire, challenge and encourage you on your own life journey. Enjoy today's episode.
So I was having a really interesting conversation with a good friend the other day. And, you know, being in this coaching space, and I just love it. I couldn't help go that way in conversation.
You put your coaching hat on, did you?
Well, we just started talking about, you know, about
the
space. And so the topic of self-awareness came up. And her response to self-awareness was just really fascinating for me. So it had me reflecting back on, you know, my early days in this journey. So I'm just curious, Elle, a couple of years back before you started your coaching journey, if you thought about the word self-awareness or the thought of, you know, becoming more self-aware, what went through your mind back then? Do you remember?
Yeah. And I think I'm even getting the sort of remembering the feeling. I would have just probably screwed up my face a little bit and thought, what are you talking about? Is that even important? I haven't got time for that. It was weird, right? I don't know. Yeah.
Well, in this case with my friend, we were sort of talking about what even self-awareness is, you know, like, so what is it and why? Why is it important? And she actually got quite emotional and said to me, Kath, that sounds like the scariest thing on earth to do.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, oh, really? Like, that's, you know, but then I went back and I was remembering like about 9 years ago when someone suggested I go and find a coach, and I actually went down to Brisbane for like a 4-day intensive. I didn't actually know what I was signing up for. I just knew I needed some help, someone to talk to, some help, somebody to just help me sort myself out. Yeah. And so I'd heard about this coaching. I had no idea what it was. I flew down for like an introduction to coaching. What is it? Mm-hmm. How does it work? And I remember they started talking about the value of being self-aware and what that even meant. And I actually remember also freaking out and thinking,
okay,
this is dangerous territory. I don't know that I want to go there.
Wow. Isn't that interesting? And yet, and the last few weeks, we've really sort of, what we've been talking about is all really just bringing self-awareness, you know? So it's something that's become so normal for us now to have these conversations.
Yeah. And also just realizing that, you know, I think often if there's something, if there's an area that we know very little about or something that we, you know, haven't got a clue really, and it sounds scary. You know, our brains are wired, again, in the neuroscience, we're wired for safety.
Yeah.
And safety is often likened to known territory. So now you're taking someone into like unknown territory or uncharted waters.
Yeah.
And it's all about themselves. You know, like it's like unknown territory about myself. Let's go and explore that.
it's an uncomfortable space.
Yeah. And so it was just really a lovely reminder to me that, you know what, we might be here talking about all this stuff and for us it's exciting and it's, you know, it's sort of, it's become our everyday norm. But maybe for some listeners out there, this is, you're thinking, I don't know that, you know, maybe curious listening to you talk about it, but I'm not going to go there myself.
No, I don't have time. It's uncomfortable. What will I find there?
And also, you know, like, so this friend was asking me, but, you know, so why even bother? You know, why go and sort of like tinker or you know, mess around where you don't need to? Like,
yeah, okay.
let sleeping dogs sleep, you know?
Yeah, okay. So what did you say back?
Well, it was interesting because I just got into this conversation of, so, you know, what is self-awareness and why is it so important? Mm. And I think one thing that coaching has taught me is it's given me language to concepts that I had no language for before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like it's this thing that sits there, that you know it's there, you're aware that it's there. It's your inner world and your inner thoughts and your, you know, but you don't have language for it, and it's quite vague. Yeah. And I think, especially coming out of like the medical world, and you know, this is just my own experience. It was kind of, I need, like, give me a textbook with concrete facts and, you know, concrete definitions and research that makes sense. And so it's something that I can make sense of, and I can learn it and then implement it. Like that, that's easy.
It's nice and neat then, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But ask me to consider something that's vague and not tangible and there's no language for it, and I'm just like, oh, that's messy. Yeah. Like, I don't want to go there. Like, who's got time for that?
Yeah.
What's that going to do for me anyway?
Mm.
So I really enjoy the fact that over the years I've got way more language, and it's probably the space that was intangible and vague and messy has become clearer and tidier, and I understand it better.
It's great.
And so, yeah, I've forgotten how scary it was.
Yeah.
And just kind of assuming that everybody else also thinks that it's actually not scary. And it's actually... So, Elle, do you have any thoughts around why do you think self-awareness is so important? Like, why even have this conversation? What are your thoughts?
Okay. I just know that inside of each and every one of us, there's a whole heap going on.
Yeah.
And the moment that we can realize that there's a whole heap going on and see it and have some sort of curiosity around it, that we can be judgment-free about it and we can explore it, the more chance we've got in life to change something if it's not working for us.
Yeah.
Because we can't control. We've said this so many times. There's so much in the external world we cannot control.
Yeah.
But what can we control? We can control ourselves. So we can either learn to do it and do it really well, or we can just float on by and, you know, feel like we're going with the waves and the crashing with whatever's happening in the world around us. And I think
it's so funny that you've just mentioned waves and crashing, because as he was speaking, I've been reminded of a cute little like story, a comical metaphor, but metaphors help a lot. It's like a picture paints a thousand words.
Yeah.
And this metaphor is of, so if you can imagine with me a cartoon of this old fashioned ship with, like, you know, three or four sails, or, you know, one of those ships with billowing sails, and like back in the pirate days, you know. And the ship is doing exactly what you said, it's in the waves and it's going up and down and being tossed all over the show by these waves. And you see the captain, and the captain's sort of, you know, standing on a raised platform, and he's got a either binoculars or a monocle, I think that's what you call it. And he's, you know, looking out to see where the ship's headed, and he's shouting orders to the crew.
Sure.
And then you've got the crew, and it's this, you know, whole lot of other people, you know, let's just, I don't know, like at least 50 other people running around madly, some are below
doing
the
whatever they're
and,
doing.
Shoveling coal and, you know, bailing water and, you know, climbing the masts and fixing the sails and just going crazy. And it's a beautiful metaphor to this whole self-awareness thing. So without any self-awareness, we like this captain who's, you know, got our binoculars, and we're trying to focus on where even are we headed, where are we going, what, you know, and then we find where we want to go. But now with no self-awareness, we've got this crew that is just, you know, mayhem. And it's almost like the captain doesn't even know what orders to give to the crew, because he's, you know, that's not what he's scared of.
No idea.
You know, but now take a little bit of training and teaching, and, you know, teach the captain, well, actually, you know, it might be quite helpful to be able to organize your crew a bit and to have sort of different teams in the crew and different crew leaders. And, and suddenly there's less chaos.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for me, that's just a beautiful metaphor of what a self-awareness journey is all about.
That's fantastic. That's put everything I was kind of thinking as you asked me that question. It's given me an image to think, and that's exactly sort of where my heart and my head was going with that question. That's perfect. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, and I think why it's so scary is, like, if you think of being chucked into the, like, back with a metaphor, like thrown in the deep end a bit, you know, like you're this captain and the all these waves and the boat's just going all over the show or your ship, and you're not quite sure what to do. Like anyone in that state who doesn't know what to do, we're going to panic.
Yeah, it's a scary place.
So we've got this, the frontal lobe of our brain, the frontal cortex, and that is where all our clear thinking and decision-making happens. But when we're in the state of, oh, I don't know what to do, and there's all panic, that front part of our brain is flooded with cortisol, and we go into the stress, freeze, fight, flight.
Yeah, our survival brain takes over.
Yeah, and when we're in that space, clear thinking and planning and organizing, like, we don't have access to that.
No.
It's just, you know.
Yeah.
So if we can, when we're not in that state.
Right.
And we're in a calm state.
Yeah.
Go, so we're in those calm waters and go, okay, hang on a minute. Let's go and let's just even take a peek under the deck. And just
let's have a look
around and see, you know, what even is there? Who even is there?
Yeah.
What's needed down there?
Yeah.
And that's the exciting journey of self-awareness.
Absolutely. Because then when we have that awareness and we're we're sort of navigating and using different parts of our brain and doing things a little bit differently, when the chaos or when hard times come, we've already got some strategies in place. Yeah. Just from exploring us and exploring things like our values and having some knowledge about ourselves.
Yeah.
Can help us when the times come. In the tricky times, we can't just suddenly go, oh, what are my values? What do I need to know about myself to navigate this? We need to have done that already. That can then help us at different seasons.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering, just for the rest of the time we have today around, you know, so back to the conversation I was having with my friend saying, oh, this is all so scary. Sometimes it's scary because it's the unknown.
Unknown.
You know, so if we think about, like, poking our head down deck there, it just looks like dark and we're not sure what's there. You know, are there a whole lot of scary rats and mice
something
that's going to, like, jump out at us? But when we can kind of turn the light on and see what's there, we're not scared anymore because that's now like, oh, is that all that's there? Oh, okay. So bringing that back to self-awareness. So if we are sort of metaphorically turning the light on what's inside.
What does that look like?
Yeah, what are some of the things that we – so you've mentioned values, absolutely.
Yeah, because I know that knowing my values many times, even, you know, when we've shared in podcast stories of my past, I couldn't probably put language to it.
Yeah.
But knowing my values and understanding what – works, what brings joy and life to my life, knowing that means that when there's other times, other seasons that are a bit darker, I know how to access the joy anyway. So values, that's one of my first go-tos to remember.
Yeah, I love that. And so the clearer we are about what those are for ourselves, like that's a massive like light switch you've turned on.
Yes.
And so you can better navigate what's to come, right?
That's right. And so what else is there then? We've got our values and we've got we've got several episodes that we touch on values. So, I'll even put in the notes. I'll go back through and I'll have a look and I'll put them in today's show notes to say, hey, if you're listening to this and it's your first episode, these episodes here unpack a little bit about what values are and why it's good for us to understand them. Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, so we've definitely spoken a lot on values. The other thing we've spoken about a lot in our podcasts as well as our core needs.
Yeah.
You know, understanding our needs. Like I love walking coaching clients through helping them to explore
Yeah. Those areas. How many light bulb moments do we have just by understanding that our needs are just there, part of being human?
Yeah, absolutely. And so again, so that sort of takes the judgment away.
Yeah.
And again, when you've turned the light bulb on and you can see and you've got understanding,
yeah,
and you've got the language,
yeah,
it's not scary anymore.
It's not, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got our values, we've got our core needs. What about things to do with what we believe about ourselves? Like, where does that fit into it?
Yeah, our beliefs, you know, are absolutely the meaning we give to things and what we believe about things. And I think a huge light bulb for me in my journey was recognizing that beliefs are not necessarily the truth.
Do you know how many times I've had that conversation? Just because you think that, just because you believe that, let's see for a moment, is it truth?
Yeah. And so we talk in the coaching space about limiting beliefs. So the belief that, you know, I'm not enough, is that true? And so many of us will go, well, of course it's true. Like, I know that I'm not enough. And you go, well, let's unpack that a little bit. So even if we recognize, hang on, some of our beliefs are maybe not that resourceful.
Sure.
We need the self-awareness. We need to be aware of what our beliefs are if we're ever going to think about exchanging them for more resourceful beliefs.
That's right. That's right. So self-awareness, hugely important. Otherwise, we're up against a barrier forever, you know, and you'll hear the word sort of self-sabotage that's kind of thrown around in the coaching world, I guess, a bit at the moment. But we do almost sabotage ourselves. Things will be going well, but when we've got these beliefs inside of us that have never shifted, that have been, they started in our life when we were a kid, you know, something happened when we were five, whether it was conscious or unconscious, and we've created this thought or idea about ourselves that we're still carrying when we're 45, probably isn't going to be resourceful and isn't going to help us get where we need to go.
Absolutely. So back to our metaphor of the ship, you know, those beliefs are often, they're right, like deep hidden there.
Yes.
They're in the back corner. It takes a bit of searching to go and discover them.
And you can't, often you need somebody having conversations, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and I think for me, some of the work I've done in my life over the years around those beliefs have all been around fear, you know, fear of failure and fear of, looking like I don't know, you know, looking stupid kind of thing. Those have been big things for me and that have held me back in the past from doing things because of, you know, and we know, I mean, Tony Robbins teaches a lot about this, that, you know, if you can choose between pain or pleasure, you'll go pleasure every time.
Yes.
And fear is, you know, the thing, if you can choose between fear and safety, you know, unless you're an adrenaline junkie and you, you love.
You're going to choose safety, aren't we?
Safety. And so I've come to realize over the years that giving yourself permission to just go below the deck and turn some lights on, everybody has the choice to do it. And it's once you actually go down there, you realize, goodness me, it's way more life-giving
than scary.
And so one thing that my friend asked, she said, but what if I go down there and I find stuff that I about myself that I just don't like. And even there, like, my answer to that is that's fantastic, because unless you know about it, you can't make any changes.
No.
And so rather than avoiding it and covering it up and closing the door and pretending it's not there, you know, and I've cried through many coaching sessions, you know, and I have felt like, oh my gosh, you know, I can't believe I've just discovered this or said that. But there's a scripture, I think it's biblical, it's a biblical principle that talks about whatever you bring out into the light, it can't have a hold on you
absolutely
anymore. And so for me, self-awareness is about shining light onto things so that they don't have
a hold
on you anymore.
And
so my own experience of self-awareness has been so freeing, so liberating, so like, it's the thing that's given me permission to be myself.
Beautiful. Do you think too, just listening to you as you share, for me, it's allowed me to have more compassion towards myself. It's caused me to be less judgmental because I've understood. So even if we discover something we don't like,
yeah,
if we can understand how or why we think like that or did that or whatever it is, if it begins to make sense, we can be compassionate and we can love ourselves because of it even, and we can then make, you know, we can move on from that rather than having stuff sit in our heart and in our soul for, you know, however long.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I think that is probably the one most important reason that I would say coaching changed my life.
Yeah.
And wow. I've heard other clients also say, you know, working with a coach has changed their life, because it's, they've, you know, if you've been through coaching training, you taught how to create this judgment-free safe space, judgment-free cue. No, because self-awareness on your own, if you just dive in there, but you're going under the deck, but you've through the lens of judgment. You're just judging everything. Mm-hmm. You're turning the lights on, but you're judging everything you find.
Mm.
That's not going to be
not helpful.
I think having permission to, okay, let's go and explore what's below deck.
Yeah.
But how about we do this with no judgment?
Yeah.
And I remember thinking back, you know, back to those early days, like even that for me was so foreign.
Yeah.
Like I was so self-judged, critical, and, you know, like, yeah, you know, that had been like my childhood thing, like growing up with this judgment. And
yeah.
So the invitation to a self-awareness journey through the lens of curiosity without judgment, that's where the gold is.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful gift. And that's why you and I love being in this space, because we realize the gift it was for us.
Yeah.
And even more than that now, we would love to have other people receive that same gift or be part of that same journey, because, and that's why we exist as coaches.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So to our listeners out there, if you're feeling like this, you know, you're ready to explore what's underneath the deck, turn some lights on. Ali and I would love to connect with you.
Yes.
So Al, are you able to pop our website links in the show notes?
Of course. It'll all be there. And don't be scared. Reach out, because we've done that. We've reached out to people and we've been on the journey, and we'd love to partner with you on your journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Towards living brave, strong and fulfilled.
Fabulous. Thanks for the conversation. Look forward to seeing you again, Kath. Have a great day.
Al.